So here we go. The show is on the road. BuffaloNews.com reports political violence blamed an arson at an anti-abortion group center. I believe this is in Amherst. So, yeah, it says a center in Exeterville. Operated by an anti-abortion group, was firebombed early Tuesday in an apparent act of political violence. That's what officials with the organization said. So here we go. I guess this is going to be their play going into the midterms. Anti-abortion firebombings and all kinds of terrorist threats. And yeah, it's going to get really nasty, really ugly. And we can see the play. We can see the play a mile away. I don't know. I guess the race baiting thing has kind of played out. I'm pretty sure they're going to play that also. They're probably going to throw everything at this 2022 midterm election. All right. But it says here, and this is a, okay, here we go. It says Compass Care said graffiti scrawled on the building ties the attack to the abortion terrorist group, Jane's Revenge. Okay, it's called Jane's Revenge. It says, Jane was here, was written on the side of the building at 1230 Eggert Road off Main Street, where several windows were shattered and offices were extensively damaged by flames and smoke. Jane's Revenge claimed to be behind a fire set last month at an anti-abortion office in Madison, Wisconsin. But the group has not formally claimed credit for this latest apparent arson. This is a quote here. It says, "This is the face of abortion, Compass Care CEO Jim Harden said at an early afternoon news conference, gesturing at the vandalism behind him." It says, quote, they're revealing it to us right now. We're all about life. We want to save every single human life we possibly can. And they're looking to destroy our ability to do that. But they did not succeed. So yeah, here we go. We know that the deep state is desperate. They know they're going to lose the midterms. They got to cheat. They got to bring about another virus. They have to firebomb. They're going to firebomb pro-life centers and they're getting this thing started early. Remember in 2020, it was around June when the George Floyd protests popped off, but they really had their ducks in a row back then because Trump was in office. They had the race baiting thing intact. You had the mask. We were in the middle of the damn pandemic. People were still clueless. And it was the vote blue no matter who mentality. The problem that they have now is they're kind of stuck in a way. And I was thinking about this the other day. They want to create violence, but the problem is they want violence and chaos, but the problem is Biden is in office. So if you have all of this violence and chaos, you know, the average person, you know, average American citizen is pretty stupid anyway, right? They're brain dead dumb. They just want to be entertained. So they don't have the ability to think that it's not the president's fault. See, everything is the president's fault in America, right? No matter what it, you know, no matter what, people in America don't think about local elections and different issues and how they don't think about action, reaction, consequences. They don't think like that. They think president solve issues. That's it. We vote for you. You solve whatever problem we have. So being that they know that they've dumbed down the average American citizen because they're the ones that did it, they're sort of stuck in a bind where they cannot have but so much chaos like 2020 style, because then it's going to fall on Biden. And it's going to fall on the Democrats, because people are going to say, look, you're in control. You control everything. So why is it that we're still dealing with these issues? So anyway, but nonetheless, they are desperate and they're getting it started early. It's June. I believe it was June in 2020 when we had the George Floyd protests. And we can see the strategy a mile away. Get ready. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get nasty. And someone was saying, I forget who it was, and I have to agree. I think at this point, they've reached a point where it's all or nothing, right? They have to. I expect a blackout. I expect some kind of crazy blackout, especially around October. I cannot see these people allowing this, allowing the midterms to come in fair and square. I just can't see it. So firebombings, I can almost expect that to ramp up, because it just makes perfect sense.